from the other daily devotion is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotion with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Ember Months. Months of favor, lifting, breakthrough, success, honor, and help. Pleasant surprises all the way. The 2/3 of this year has ended. Welcome to new month. Month of splendor. Month of His great manifestation of power. Month of good delivery. Good things are coming your way in Jesus' mighty name. Happy new month. Month of celebrations. This Ember months. Those are the months. I prophesy them into your life. Receive them gloriously and gracefully in Jesus' mighty name. No failure, no calamity, no chaos. These remaining 4 months shall deliver great things, honors, faithful things, blessed things into our lives, into our home, into our ministry, and into our businesses in Jesus' mighty name. Once again, happy new month. With this new month greetings, I welcome those that are celebrating their birthday. Today's your day. We rejoice with you. We thank God for your life. We thank God for the manifestation of His power. And we say, your new month shall be more glorified. Good and mighty things have been delivered, released into your life. You will enjoy in the mighty name of Jesus. You are lifted and connected in Jesus' mighty name. Happy birthday. Also, those that have their celebration today, as we are celebrating the new month, we are equally celebrating your anniversary with you. Those good things that you marked, that the Lord helped you to achieve, the mighty grace of God will continually be upon you. You go on manifesting grace. Great things shall be delivered unto you. And you too, you will deliver great things in the mighty name of Jesus. Celebration all the way. Happy anniversary. Wow. Let's look at the word of the Lord. We are talking about the truth. We are talking about the truth. We started this episode yesterday. In episode 1, we talk about Christ. How the Lord makes Christ the truth that we needed to get the pattern right. So, brethren, let's look into the book of John, chapter 8, verse 32. John 8, 32. I know you can recite it often. Yes, because it's a very common verse. And very simple, very direct, complete statement and complete sentence. It says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Very simple. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Brethren, that's what the Lord is saying. That you know what is right. Because truth means right. So you know what is right. And you will operate in that righteousness. And that righteousness will set you free. So when you know the truth, some people know the truth, but they are not walking in it. They are not operating in it. By so, they are not free. But the word of the Lord tonight said, you shall know the truth. So you are knowing the truth already, and it will make you free. The truth is making you free tonight in Jesus' mighty name. When you know the truth, the ability to walk in it, to operate in it, to dwell in it, to sleep in it, the Lord release upon you in Jesus' mighty name. It is where the truth, nothing but the truth. I made an illustration. It has become constant. Oh, I'm conversant with it. The illustration is this. If you are saying the truth about a particular thing, many years after, if they ask you, you still say it the way it was. Because the truth needed no padding, no occupant key, nothing. It's only those that are not working with the truth that are having a problem. When it's white, and forever it remains white. Because the truth will always set you free. You won't be in captivity in Jesus' mighty name. John 15:1. Here, you can recite this, you can quote this too, offhand. You can quote it offhand, because it's a complete sentence as well. Jesus Christ said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." John 15:1. "I am the true vine, my Father is the husbandman." Jesus is telling us today that, you know, He has said it, "Say, and my Father, we are one." He's the true vine. You know what we mean by the word true? Means something that is upright, something that is normal, something that is proper, something that has no padding, something that has no hidden, something that is open. So Jesus Christ said He is the one. And the one that has been taking care of that is the God Almighty. Jesus Christ said is the true vine. That means there are some vines that are not true, that are faulty, or there are false, that are fake, But this one is saying, I'm the genuine. I'm the genuine. I'm the real one. That means they are fake. He said, I'm the real one. And my Father, God Almighty, is what? Is the one that is taking care of it. That means the gardener. The one that is taking care of the vine. It is well with you in Jesus' mighty name. If you are in Christ, then you are a vine as well. You'll be a fruitful vine in Jesus' mighty name. Because fruitfulness is our portion. We will be fruitful vine unto the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. And when you see fruitful vine, they are always darling to their surroundings. They go unnoticed. So you shall be noticed for good. Your product shall be good. You will produce great and mighty things. Quality ones in Jesus' mighty name. Your life is not in shambles because you are not just. You are free and you are productive. Enjoy the blessing of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Keep on walking in the truth. It will always make you free. Let me stop here today, and by the grace of God, I'll be coming your way tomorrow. Before tomorrow, when I'll be coming your way, I say, Happy New Month. We celebrate those of you that are keeping the work glowing. The Lord bless you more. And those of you that are still thinking, join this. It's a fruitful vine. It will produce unto you. Expect pleasant surprises. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234-90-380-2142 or +234-80-56-16-7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.